Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is," talking about Jesus, "so are we." And it didn't say, "so are we going to be in the sweet by and by." It says, "so are we in this world." The only way to understand that verse is to understand it's not talking about your actions. There's not a person in here that's acting as perfect as Jesus is, that in your mind thinks as perfectly as Jesus does. That's talking about in your spirit. The born-again part of you is as righteous and as pure as Jesus is. The spirit that's on the inside of you right now is identical to the way it is going to be a billion years from tonight. Your spirit's not going to be changed. One-third of your salvation is already over and complete. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, that spirit on the inside of you has the same resurrection power in it that was used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Now see, these are some of the things that begin to show me things about God. And it's how I've come to realize, learn God. And so many people that I've prayed with this week, they come and they say, "but I've got this problem and I've got that." I asked one woman tonight, she said that she was doing just fine. And one day she woke up and I forgot what it was now that she said she had, but she had something. And she says, "I've suffered ever since." And I said, "well, what did you do when you woke up with this problem?" And she just looked at me like, "well, I went to the doctor." I said, "that's the problem." She says, "what do you mean?" I said, "you didn't take the authority and the power. You had resurrection life on the inside of you. And instead of using what God gave you, you ran to the doctor and asked man to help you." You know why most people immediately turn to the doctor? And then part of her problem was she had all this medication and it was causing, you know, every pill they give you has got a bad side effect to it that causes more problems. Like I saw a commercial on TV where it was like, I think, for headaches. And it says, "take this pill." And then it gives the little, you know, disclaimer and says, "this might cause runny stools, often diarrhea, sexual impotency, heart attack, death." And I thought, man, I think I'd rather have the headache. Why would you take a pill that's going to do all that stuff to get rid of your headache? Let me keep my headache. Anytime you take medication, you are messing with this body. And anything that helps you in one area is going to hurt you in another. You are just asking for trouble. I know some of you really like that. Man, there's people that take pills to get up, to take pills to go to bed, takes pills to do everything. God forbid. All you need is the gospel. But anyway, this woman had just, she says, I said, "what'd you do?" And she, "well, I went to the doctor." And I said, "you know what? If you would know that you have the same power on the inside of you that raised Christ from the dead, you wouldn't be so quick to run everywhere else asking for help. You've got resurrection power living inches from whatever is hurting you. Why don't you draw on that? Leave the doctors for the people that don't know God. Let them help the people that don't know God. They're all overworked. I'm not against doctors. If it hadn't been for doctors, the Christians would have all been dead. They certainly hadn't been trusting God. So I'm not against doctors, but I'm saying just let the doctors minister to people that don't know. See, I came to real, and some people think, well, I've got sickness in my body. I don't care what you say. See, you're in touch with your physical realm. You know what pains you have, all, but you don't know who you are in the spirit. When I found out that God had changed me and that in Christ, I am not in the process of becoming righteous. I was created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm not in the process of trying to get God to give me faith. I've already got the faith of the Son of God living on the inside of me. I'm not in the process of trying to get into relationship with God. God has already made me perfect and complete in my spirit realm. See, when I understood this about God, totally changed my attitude about Him. Totally changed the way I began to relate to Him. And it allowed me to start understanding now how I could be righteous. Before that, I couldn't understand. I read in Scriptures that I was the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says, Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I saw these Scriptures, but I'd look in the mirror and I'd think, God, this can't be righteous. How can you say that I'm righteous? I begin to understand that God is a spirit and God looks at me in the spirit and my spirit man is changed. And now I relate to God spirit to spirit. And now I can enter boldly into the presence of God even when I've sinned, even when I've missed it, even if I'm not perfect. And see, this is where most people, they haven't even got past these first two little things I'm mentioning. Most people, if they sin, if they do something wrong, like I talked to another woman who a year ago came and got prayer and she had MS and she got to where she could stand and walk upstairs with the use of a rail and she was doing good and then she lost it. And I told her, first of all, Romans 11:29. See, the Word will tell you things about God. It'll tell you how God is. Some people think God is very easily offended. Don't anybody move. Nobody move. Let's not grieve the Holy Spirit. Nobody talking. Nobody move. I think that's weird. Boy, in Jesus' meetings, they were like three ring circuses. You had the scribes and the Pharisees over here saying, you're of the devil. You're Beelzebub. It's the prince of the devils that you're using to cast out devils. And over here, there's demons manifested. And over here, there's kids and there's babies. And they were there for 3 days. In one case, I guarantee you, somebody had to go to the bathroom. And they didn't have porta potties and it was like a three-ring circus. Somebody was always moving and there was thousands of people and yet Jesus, you know, the Holy Ghost wasn't so offended that somebody coughed or moved that He left and we grieved the Holy Spirit. People are saying stuff like that because they don't know God. I got a little bit off the subject right there. Where was I going when I said that? What was I saying? Anyway, it was good. Oh, the lady was going up the stairs and she had these things. And I said, but see, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. God doesn't leave and get offended. You don't lose something. I said, the same power that operated in you a year ago is still there. You just haven't been operating in it. And I said, and you're probably condemned because you got sidetracked and quit walking in that faith. And she said, yes. And so I've had to minister to her. But see, God's not like that. God isn't one of these people that gets offended. If you do one thing wrong, that's it. I'm not blessing you anymore. No, God's a good God. And His power never comes and goes. You come and go. You may not be aware of it. You're in and out and up and down. But God's the same. God is always the same. See, most people don't know that about God. How can He be that way? How can God treat me consistently when I'm inconsistent? Because God's a spirit and He's looking at you in the spirit. And in the spirit, you are righteous and pure and holy. And man, I learned this about God. And you know what? It gave me a new boldness to enter into the very presence of God that I could obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Not when I'd done everything right, but when I'd done everything wrong. I can come boldly before God and I'm still righteous and pure in my spirit. Boy, that opened up so much. That just transformed everything. And then one of the next things that this led me to understand was in the Old Testament, there were times that God did punish people based on their actions. There are examples like Isaiah chapter 59, that my arm isn't short that it cannot say, nor my ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And I would see scriptures like that that seemed inconsistent with the fact that now I'm born again and I'm righteous and I'm holy and pure and I'm sanctified and perfected forever. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. And I would see these apparent contradictions and I couldn't understand it. And the Lord led me to understand, and that's what my teaching on the true nature of God is about, that the Old Testament dealt with people before they were born again. Their spirit was dead and corrupt, and so God dealt with them based on just exterior actions and punished them and dealt with them similar to the way that we deal with a child. You can't sit there and wait until a child is mature enough to reason everything out. You have to get them to quit doing the wrong thing early. And so you tell a one-year-old, do that again and I'll spank you. They may not even know there is a God or a devil or heaven or a hell. But the next time the devil says, go take this toy from your brother, they'll say no because they're afraid of punishment. That's the way the Old Testament was. It punished people. The wrath of God, the botched, the mildew, leprosy would be... God had struck people with leprosy. He struck Miriam with leprosy. He struck Uzziah with leprosy. He went out and killed 186,000 people, one angel in one night. And people see that and they think, boy, what's God like? God did that to try and keep these people from just throwing open the door and letting sin operate. He limited the amount of sin through fear of punishment, but he increased the condemnation and the sin consciousness and the unworthiness that had negative effects, like this medication. He gave us a pill prior to getting born again, and it solved one problem, but it created other problems. It put fear of God, and people got the wrong impression of God. But when you get born again, now it's different. God sees you in the Spirit, and the law has been fulfilled. The law has passed away. God doesn't deal with us based that way anymore. And I tell you, there's very few people that have understood this. Most people are still trying to approach God with an Old Testament mentality. And if I had time, I could teach you some powerful things out of the book of Hebrews on that. But it says that the Old Testament law has been disannulled. The word annul means to make as if it never happened. Disannulled is just a superlative saying that it is total annihilation. The law has been obliterated. It's nailed to the cross. You are not supposed to be relating to God based on the Old Testament law.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, What the Word Reveals About God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.